Kim Kiefer was all smiles after the assembly announced her selection at the end of Monday's regular meeting.
I am very honored and I'm very appreciative of the assembly giving me this opportunity. And through this process, I've been very humbled by the outpouring of support I've gotten from the community, whether it's been in the grocery store or walking down the street, people stopping and saying, hey, we think you're the best.
Kiefer moved to the capital city in 1971 and graduated from Juno Douglas High School in 77. After earning a degree in Parks and Recreation Management from the University of Oregon, she moved back to Juno and started working for the city in 1984. Over the years, she served as Zach Gordon Youth Center Manager, Recreation Superintendent, and Parks and Recreation Director before moving up to Deputy City Manager in 2005. She served as Acting City Manager in 2009 while Rod Swope took a six-month sabbatical. Despite all that experience, Kiefer says there will be a learning curve as she adjusts to the top job.
The way Rod and I split up departments right now, he sort of has part of them and I have part of them, so I need to understand the issues with those other departments and what's coming forward. And then it's working with the administrative team and seeing where we want to take this organization. It's a great organization, and I'm passionate about it, and we've got a wonderful administrative team as well as great CBJ employees.
Right out of the gate, Kiefer will have to deal with a $7.5 million projected shortfall for the two-year budget cycle beginning July 1st. She describes her role in budget decisions while deputy manager as hands-on.
In fact, when Rod left last time, I started the budget cut list in FY10 and worked right beside him throughout that process. And I'm doing the same thing this year.
Another pressing matter will be hiring a replacement for herself. Kiefer says if there's one thing she learned as acting manager, it's that the job needs two people.
There's a lot going on with this organization, a lot of just day-to-day things, as well as working to help the assembly meet their goals and objectives. So it's there's plenty to do for two people full-time.
The assembly undertook an expedited search for Swope's replacement, putting a high priority on candidates with Alaska experience. 25 people applied for the job, and Kiefer and Coast Guard Captain Norman Buddy Custard were named finalists in mid-December. Kiefer's selection was not unanimous, as Assemblyman Randy Wanamaker objected to the hiring process.
Given the economic and demographic challenges this community faces, the compressed selection process that we used, and the fact that we do not have a plan to deal with the budget deficit, I'm not able to support this nomination.
Wanamaker was unavailable to comment after the assembly meeting. Kiefer says she wasn't bothered by the no vote. She says she'll work to foster good relations with every member of the assembly.
That's part of the first 100 days once I take over is to work on those relationships individually and find out what they need from me and what I can provide them to help them be successful.
Kiefer's starting salary will be $145,000 a year, and she'll serve at the pleasure of the assembly. Mayor Bruce Botello declined to comment about the selection, but in a press release he called Kiefer a natural choice with an excellent understanding of the needs of the community. City manager and city attorney are the only positions hired by the assembly. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.